Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So as usual, we have great stuff to talk about today, and I'm going to get right to it and everything. Looking at the stats in regards to what's going on out there, January is always a lower month in regards to things actually closing because we have such a long time between when they go under contract and closing. But, you know, basically when you're looking at everything and all that kind of stuff, there were still 444 homes that sold last week. And of that, there were a total of 71 that sold below 250, 48 that sold between 250 and 300, 138 between 3 and 400, 79 between 4 and 500, 99 between 500 and a million, and 9 over a million, all in the houses. So when you're looking at our median price for single-family homes, right now it's at 366. And so that's if you obviously lined them all up and then you picked the one in the middle, that's kind of where it would end up. So 366. So that's kind of what the scoop is there. When you're looking at the houses under 250, they, again, still are maybe 1% to 2% under asking on average. So that's at $181,000 was the sale price and $3,100 under asking was the average on that. Between 250 and 300, it was only $314 off of what the asking price was. Between 3 and 400, it was $1,878 above asking, so more than asking in that price point. Between 4 and 500, still above asking, only $900 though. And then between 500 and a million, it was $1,500 under asking. So, you know, they're all very close to asking when it comes to those kinds of price points and properties. And then as usual, over a million, there were 9 of them that sold and the average price, sale price versus list price was 63,000 under. So basically in that, you know, realm, that still, you know, only comes out to be in, you know, a few percentages and stuff like that. But you do have quite a bit more room there when it comes to that. So that's probably about 6% or so, 5 to 6% that you can get a reduction over a million. So, you know, and that's because there's more inventory, right? That's over a million. And so versus the number of people that are buying them. And now when I'm looking at that and stuff, you know, I mean, it really does depend on who you work with in order to, if you're going to get these statistics yourself from whether you're a buyer or whether you're a seller or what's going to happen out there. We put houses on the market this week, several of them. And as a result of that, you know, well, last week we put them on, we put more on this week. But with the ones that we put on last week, basically, you know, we're looking at right around 7 to 10% above asking price is what we're getting. But that's because of the way that we're marketing. And I know that we did have someone call in last weekend. And they were saying, you know, that with this market, I could just go ahead and put my house on the market for sale by owner. And that would, you know, and I could get offers and I don't really need, you know, a realtor and that kind of thing. And to a certain extent, yes, you can. You can put your house on the market and you're going to get offers right away. And there's lots of things that can happen there. But basically, the bottom line is that are you going to get as much money as you could get? Are you going to get what we're getting, which on our average, the last time I did our stats, we were at 106.7% across the board, regardless of what the price range was above asking price. So the board average is 99%, which you can see if we did all this stuff together, that we'd be pretty close to there. So basically, when it comes down to it, you know, do you want to put that extra 7.6% in your pocket by working with us than working with somebody else? And so that's just one of the things that we do in all of the things to make sure that you're putting the most money in your house. So you're putting the most money in your pocket. So if you did choose to do a for sale by owner First of all, you would have all the headaches and not know all of the things that you could do to make sure that that everything stayed together and that everything was going to happen the way that you expected it to, and all of that kind of stuff. You know, like I said, even with realtors, 30% of the houses that go under contract do not stick under contract. They go off under contract, and then they, you know, come back again with another buyer or whatever. And so, is that the situation that you want to have? So, when you're looking at it and you're deciding, you know, what you want to do as a seller, there's a lot of things that you have to consider, and you might still decide to go that way, which is fine. But I just like the opportunity to actually sit down with you and go over, you know, it could be on the phone or it could be via Zoom or it could be in person, but basically to sit down and go over, you know, what all your options are and what your best thing is for you. And that's really what's most important to me. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So like I was talking about, basically last week, 444 houses sold, and the average or the median price was 366. The inventory is at 1,844 homes. So, you know, not a lot of inventory out there, less than a month, because honestly, in February, the sales are going to shoot right up. I can tell you that right now. In the number of condos that sold last week, there were 200, well, excuse me, 155 of them that sold. So in this price point, the median price of condos, townhouses, and villas is 235,000. And you know, the homes were 366,000. So you definitely need to, you know, if you want to have a lower price point, that might be someplace where you're going to look. Looking at that, under 250,000, there were 83. There were 71 houses, 83 condos. Between 250 and 300, there were 21 condos and 48 homes. Between 300 and 400, there were 35 condos. And there were 138 homes. So that's where we start getting the changes there. Between 400 and 500, there were 10 condos and 79 homes. Between 500 and 1 million, there were 99 homes and only 6 condos. And no condos sold over 1 million last week. So basically, when you're looking at it, you know, you might want to look at basically what's out there and what's available and everything. And I was talking to a gentleman this week that's considering selling his condo. But it actually is a home. There are a few communities in the Orlando market that they actually made them condos instead of making them homes. There's one of them in Dr. Phillips, I know. This particular one is in Kissimmee. And so there's different areas of town where, you know, there might be homes that are actually condos. So if you're putting them properly in the MLS, then they would be, you know, noted as a condo as opposed to a single family home. So when you're out there looking, you know, as a buyer, you have to look at all of these different things because there might be things just because of the legal way that they built these properties that they actually are a different type than what you're looking at. And so everybody's not looking at it. So there's going to be less competition. So that's just one of the things that we do to make sure that as buyers that you're going to find exactly, you know, what you're looking for and everything, because we're looking in all of those places that might not have all of the activity that everything else does. And so you just have to make sure that you're doing your due diligence in that in looking. And I know buyers are getting frustrated and everything because there is so much competition out there in the properties that we put on the market in the last week. You know, we put three properties on the market last week, and in those three properties, we had over 40 plus offers between the three properties. So there's a lot of activity going on there, and only one person is going to get those houses. So that obviously means there's a lot of competition. So we can help you manage through that, obviously. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can call 407 566-2555. You can find us online. Welcome back, everybody. I'm From Your Home Sold, Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about the stats and we are pretty much done with them. I didn't go through the differences on the condos in regards to if they were over or under asking price. And just really quickly, what it comes down to is that under 250, they were only 1500 under asking on average. And then between 250 and 400, they were, right there around 1500 or so over asking, not under. And then between 400 and 500, they were 2400 under, which is, less than 0.5%. And then 500 to a million, they were off 11,000. So that's the only place where there was a little bit of room. But again, not much room, just a few percentage and everything there. So basically, the number of condos that is out there are 608. And so and the median price, I think I told you on that, is 235. So my point is that, as always, there are properties out there to get. It just comes down to being aggressive, really looking at what you want and what you can do in order to, make the things happen and everything. And like I said, in the three properties that we put on the market last week, we had over 40 offers, on those properties. So just negotiating through and navigating through all of that to make sure that we were actually having everybody's best offers, that we were able to present that the best way. And then, the sellers could make an informed decision, not being overwhelmed with the number of offers, but just in a simple way to actually, look at it and decide, what is the best, plan for them long term and all of that kind of good stuff. And one thing, if you are a buyer or if you are a seller out there, that you want to make clear in regards to, what your needs are. And I know that we have a house that's coming on the market in Winter Garden here coming up in a couple, 3 weeks, because they want to close they want to stay in their house until the end of March, because one of the homeowners is actually graduating and then they're moving. So basically, when it comes down to it, it's like you really have to know, what the seller's needs are and everything in this market, especially because it's not always money. Sometimes it's going to come down to terms, and that's where some of those programs that you can make cash offers that we've spoke about before, that you can do that. Sometimes it comes down to possession date. And sometimes if you could just tell the seller, hey, I'll go ahead and close it and you can stay here for an extra couple weeks, or you can stay here for an extra month or whatever. And, sellers, you actually do have that privilege today that you can stay in your home after the closing date. And it's coming down to that about 20 some percent of sellers actually stay in their home after the closing date. And that's, something that didn't happen a few years ago. But now that gives you the opportunity to find something, after you get it closed. I mean, we have programs for that, obviously, but that you can buy a new home and then you can sell your old home after that. So there's a lot of options and that kind of thing that can come into play when you're looking at those kinds of things. But basically, the bottom line is that you need to make sure that you're taking care of your needs. And as a buyer, you need to know what the seller's needs are in order to know that maybe it's a simple thing that you could do, like let them stay in the house for an extra 30 days or something like that. And that's going to get you the house that you wouldn't have gotten otherwise. And so it's a small price to pay in order to get that happening. And so, the communication is really crucial to make sure that we're getting done everything that we want to get done in order to, have a good outcome in everything that we do. And so that's really, what we're looking for. And one of the things that might affect real estate are interest rates. And so that's what I'm going to talk about next. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Your Home Sold, Guaranteed Realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So basically, the Fed announced last Wednesday that it was soon going to raise interest rates. That's likely to push all types of credit rates, including mortgages, higher. So, you know, they're putting out the seeds and everything that the mortgage rates are going to be higher. They've talked about it for years. Basically, you know, I remember 3 or 4 years ago that somebody called me and they swore that the interest rates were going to be higher, you know, within the next 6 months. It was over. It was in December, and they said in January they were going to change, and they actually went down instead of going up. So nobody has the crystal ball to see what's going on. But basically, it has been talked about for some time that they expect that the interest rates will go up slightly in this year. And they have gone up a little bit. When I was looking for somebody earlier this week, the interest rates had raised a little bit. They were like at 3.3 for a 30-year loan. And you could still get them at 3 if you were going with a 15 and stuff. And obviously credit score, you know, matters in regards to what kind of interest rate and everything that you're going to get. And what they were predicting at the beginning of the year, well, not the beginning of the year, I guess a few months before that, is that in 2022, that the interest rates would go up to 3.75 or somewhere thereabout. And I don't know that that's really what's going on with it. They don't know. Actually, it's unpredictable in regards to actually what's going to happen. I don't think anybody is, you know, got their crystal ball out. But I think that if you are a buyer and you are looking at something, it's better to get locked in at these lower interest rates just because everything is going up. And so what happens if the interest rate goes up, then the amount of the house that you can afford obviously goes down because it's going to take a higher point, a payment on that same amount of money that you're borrowing. And so, you know, there's a ton of opportunities and everything out there for everybody. And, you know, right now there are definitely some good prices, and these are still historically low interest rates. You know, just a few years ago, the interest rates were at 6% and 7% on houses. And now anything that goes like above 3.5, everybody like starts freaking out on. But basically, there's still very low interest rates when it comes to housing today. So if it is something that you're interested in, then I would definitely see where you're at. I mean, if nothing else, that is a great thing that you can do. And we have a few lenders that we recommend people to, that we work with all the time, that do what they say they're going to do, and they do a good job for the people, don't have a lot of extra fees and all of those kinds of things. So if you are looking to shop to see what's the best thing, you know, for you, then, you know, we can definitely hook you up with somebody. The other thing that I think that's important that you may not realize, and say you're thinking, hey, 6 months from now, I'm going to buy a house. And so I really don't have to do anything now. But the thing that I would suggest is that you do talk to a lender now. And I'm not talking usually a bank. Usually it's people that do mortgages on new homes, not new homes, but new purchases, basically all the time. And you definitely want to be working with people like that, because there are very specific timelines when it comes to purchasing a home and what you have to do with that loan. And the people that do this all the time, they definitely meet those deadlines. What we found is that a lot of times the big banks, they do a great job and they can get you the loan and all of that kind of good stuff, but they're not as timely as the people that are independent, the direct lenders, that all they do is the new purchases, or for the most part, that's what they do, because they know the timeliness of it. And so it's really important that you don't want to get caught by using somebody who promises that they're going to get it done by this date, but it really isn't as important to them and they're not as timely as they could be. So we just always try to make sure that you know that. But my point is, and I'm running out of time, but my point is that what you want to do is that you want to see where you're at, because there might be something little that you could do that could decrease your rate tremendously. So in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555, or you can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see. Welcome back, everybody. I'm From Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And in order to get in touch with us, You can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was talking at the end of the segment that basically, you know, if you are thinking of maybe purchasing in the next 6 months, 9 months or whatever, it might be smart for you to actually get in touch with a lender that does home purchases all the time. And they can actually run your credit and look at your particular situation, and they might be able to tell you that, hey, right now, you know, you're really in good shape. Or they might say, hey, over the next couple of months, if you can do X, then that will reduce your interest rate when you go to purchase by X, you know, or that you may even not be able to get approved for a loan right now. But if you do this, then you will. And that's really important to do, because some of these things that you have to do might take a couple of, you know, 30 days, 40 days, 60 days, whatever. You know, sometimes when you're looking at it, there are different things that come into play in getting a mortgage. One of them is your credit score, and the other thing is basically the amount of debt that you have. And so sometimes people have car payments and they've only got like 4 or 5 left to go, and that's going to take a big chunk of what their credit worthiness and give it back to them that they can use for a house. So, you know, it might be that, hey, you know, your best bet is if this car is paid off, or some people have two cars, and if one of the two is paid off or something, it's going to give you a lot more buying power and everything that might be something that you're looking for. So the biggest thing that I'm saying is that I think that if you talk to these people, what it's going to do, it's just going to open your eyes in regards to what your possibilities are. It's not anything that you're committed to anybody for anything. It's a free service. And so all it does is make it so that when the time is right, that you're ready to go. And so that's obviously, you don't want to get stuck. You know, it's like you might be saying, okay, you know, I've got 90 days and my lease is up, so now it's time to start looking. And then all of a sudden they look at your credit and there's something on there from a mortgage end that you could have resolved a month or two ago had you known about it, but you didn't know about it. And so it's causing a little bit of a delay, or something that it might cause you to have a little bit of higher interest rate. And so you really want to make sure that you're dotting your I's, crossing your T's, and getting prepared is basically what it is. Not that you can't do it, like drop of a hat, hey, I'm going to go get pre-approved and go buy a house today. You totally can. Sorry, I got the hiccups here. But basically, you know, what happens is that you want to make sure that you've got all of your ducks in a row, everything all lined up, and all of that kind of stuff in order to, you know, have the best possible outcome for you. And so that would be my suggestion, is that if you would talk to someone in advance, they can look at it, say, hey, everything's good, you don't have to do anything. Or they might say, hey, you know, this credit card over here, if you could just pay it off or get it down below 50%, or, you know, something that, there's simple things that you can do, but it might raise your credit score significantly. And as a result of that, you're going to get a lot better deal on the amount that you're going to be paying on a monthly basis for a house. And if you're in there as the average person is for 7 years, that's 7 years of a lower payment. So why not get prepared for it? So that's all basically I'm trying to say in regards to that. So if you are interested in that, we definitely have people that you can call that we use all the time that provide this free service, and they're more than happy to talk to you. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio, with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. And if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So there was an article that came out this week that said basically that the spring buying season may have arrived early. And based on a lot of the things that I'm seeing out there, there is, you know, I don't know if the buying season has come early, but people are out there buying and people are out there ready to move. And this area is, you know, significantly moving and everything. So basically, when it comes down to it, you know, you want to make sure that you've got your best foot forward, and you might want to say, and the problem is that if you say, hey, I want to wait, then you might run into something like the interest rates going up, like we've talked about, or the prices going up and everything. And prices are going up, in my opinion. They are not coming down. And so when you're looking at what you want to do, you want to look at the big picture and everything in regards to what you can do. And from what I've seen out there and everything, there are still affordable homes. Like we talked about in the first part of the show over there, that there were actually 71 homes that sold under $250,000 in the Central Florida area. And so there are possibilities definitely out there, regardless of your price point. But you do have to be aggressive in regards to making things happen. And that is not a joke. You really do have to be aggressive in regards to making things happen. And that means that your offers need to be aggressive. You know, a few years ago, as a buyer, you could ask for closing costs from the seller, and 99% of the time you could get it. Today, I bet 99% of the time you don't get it, is basically what's happening right now. Where you're going to get it probably is in that over a million range and all of that, where you might get some concessions and that kind of thing from the seller, because again, the inventory is higher there and not as many buyers. But in the up to a million in our area, there is a lot of competition out there for the houses. So I'm not saying that there aren't homes out there, but they're definitely, you might have to look really hard. And that's really one of the reasons that for buyers, we look for off-market properties or hard-to-find properties and that kind of thing as well. Because basically, you don't have as much competition in there. For example, there's a classification that we have that is in income property, which basically means there's more than one unit on a house, and so that could be, you know, rented or whatever. So you might have the main house, and then you might have another garage apartment, and it might be considered an income property. And so it's not on the regular sites and everything that you see, because that's all residential. This income property isn't there, but really it could be a regular property for you and all of that kind of stuff. So it's just one place that you can look that actually, you know, has houses out there that are for sale and are available. And one of the things that we do is that if we do have somebody and they're looking for a specific neighborhood or a specific subdivision or something or a specific style of house, we actually will go out and, you know, canvass all the owners out there and say, hey, are you considering selling your house? Now, I know owners today, they're getting 50,000 texts and calls and everything. Hey, I've got a buyer. I've got a cash offer for your house. And everything out there. And that's because everything is so tight out there that everybody's looking for it. But, you know, we're writing letters is basically what we're doing. And as a result of that, you know, we do get some people to respond to us to let us know that they are thinking about it. And sometimes it's like, hey, it's going to go on the market next week, and we have a heads up and everything. And sometimes you can just make that sale happen, you know, one-on-one, and it never, you know, actually hits the market outside of you particularly buying it. So there's a lot of options and opportunities and that kind of thing out there. And I remember one time that somebody said that, oh my gosh, the inventory is so low and I don't know what we're going to do and everything. And someone came from another area and they said, well, you know, looking around here, there's a lot of houses. And so I'm sure that they're all for sale at a specific price. It's like there are options out there, and houses that you didn't think were going to come on the market did. And so if like, say there is the pink house on the corner that you wanted, and it wasn't for sale. Now, if I didn't ask that seller if sometime in the next few months they're thinking of selling, then that would be a bad part on my part. But anyway, I'm out of time, so I'm going to have to finish this in the next segment. But in order to get in touch with us, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back, everybody. I'm from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And to discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I was talking about that, say that you had a house that you wanted, and like you always thought it was the perfect place, that you wanted to live in this neighborhood and this corner and all of that. And you were a buyer. And if I actually didn't approach that seller and just say, hey, on the off chance, are you considering in the next year or so to sell your house? Because I do have somebody that's interested in purchasing it. And if I didn't do that, then I would be doing a disservice to the buyer if that was the house that they really wanted. Because the bottom line is that every house is for sale, I'm sure, at a specific price. Because if you offered somebody enough money, I'm sure that they would sell and go somewhere else and everything. But basically, the tragedy of all of that is if I didn't do that for the buyer, and then what happened, you know, they went under contract on another house and settled for something that was okay, but not exactly what they were looking for. And then right after they closed, or a month later or something, the house they really wanted became available, and we had never investigated that, then I would feel really bad about that. And the buyer obviously would not be happy about it, because that was actually the house that they wanted. So, you know, every house is available that's out there. So even though the inventory is low, what I'm saying is that we specialize in making sure that we can find you the best property at the best price, and that may be on the market and may not be on the market, because we're going to be able to find them. And so that's basically, you know, what we do and all of that kind of thing in this market for buyers. And for sellers, you know, like I said before, you might want to stay in your house another 30, 60, 90 days or whatever, so that you can have the time to actually find where you're going. And so we're more than happy to definitely help you do that and navigate through those waters and get that going. And today there are a lot of options that you can actually do that, and it just makes sense. So, you know, if you want to make sure you don't have to have those simultaneous closings or anything either. I just sold a house over in the Panhandle. And basically, the scoop of it was that the seller wanted to stay there an extra 30 days because they've lived there for a while, and they just wanted to have that time to be able to go through everything and not be rushed. And so the buyer did offer them and let them stay an extra 30 days. And, you know, it just ended up being a win-win situation for them. The buyer wasn't going to be moving into the house right away anyway. So it ended up that it could totally work. And so you want to make sure that, you know, like I had said earlier, that you want to be communicating with each party to make sure that everybody's needs are being met to the extent that they can be. It's not going to be perfect. Nothing ever in life is, but there are definitely opportunities of what you can do in order to make that all happen. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today, just a little bit, because I haven't had time to do my free report, but I did want to talk about we have our free report out there on how to sell your house by owner, because the market is red hot out there right now. And like I had said earlier, I do believe that you can do that as an owner, but there are pitfalls that you're going to run into, and you may not want to navigate those waters, and you know, but maybe you do. And so if you do, there definitely are options, and we have a free report that we can tell you about right here that I'm just going through to find it, so that you can, you know, order that free report and know what it is. And basically, what I have found, though, is that I don't believe that you are going to get top dollar necessarily when you do for sale by owner. And that is usually because what happens is that, you know, you might go with the first offer and that kind of thing in regards to what comes along. And there might be other ones out there, and you might not have a wide enough net that you're actually able to catch all of the buyers out there. And so you can't get that auction type, you know, bidding war going on your house, which is actually going to bring in the most money. So I do have this report that's Sell Your Own Home. And basically, if you'd like to get a hold of it, it's 833-535-8081, extension 1017. You don't have to talk to anybody. You could just go ahead and put in the extension 1017. Give us your email address or address, and we'll get this out to you. So again, it's 833-535-8081, extension 1017. So in this market, I think that's a great report, you know, for sellers. If you're considering doing it on your own, it goes through a lot of the things that you would have to consider and everything. And one of the things that, regardless if you're selling your own home or if, you know, you're having us help you or a realtor or whatever, you know, in doing that, basically the bottom line is that you have to remember that anything that comes back to you is not personal of what people are saying to you about your particular home. You know, it's like I always tell people, I was talking to a lady the other day who's going to be listing her home at the end of March because she has some tenants in there. And one of the things that she was saying is that, you know, she said, well, I've had this feedback before. And I said, well, you have to understand that feedback is usually coming from people who aren't going to buy your house. So if they're not going to buy your house, they're coming up with some reason of why it doesn't work for them. That doesn't necessarily mean that anything is wrong with it. It's just the reason that they came up with. Now, some of them can be constructive criticism and that kind of thing that you can take to heart, but some of them just simply are not. And so you just need to keep that in mind and know and not take things personal. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. If you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So I've got a couple of brand new properties that have just come on the market in the last couple of days that are available out there. And these are both priced very, very nicely. Both single family homes, both under $250,000. So one of them is actually a 2-1 and a den. And so it's a small house, you know, probably around 1,000 square feet, somewhere in that neighborhood. But it's updated with, it's a cozy space. It's got a nice little backyard, little being the key word, but it does have like a little deck and all of that kind of stuff where you can kind of hang out. And along the side has been kind of made into a deck area and that kind of thing too, just to give you a little bit more space. So this one is actually in the Maitland area. Again, it's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, and it's at $205,000. So if that's something that you're interested in, then let us know. It doesn't have a garage, but it does have a driveway with parking in the front that you can put 2 to 3 to 4 cars in there, and depending on how big they are and everything like that. But basically a great property. And so if you'd like to get information on that, you can obviously give us a call. And then another one that we have is actually in, you know, the SeaWorld area and that kind of thing, a little bit in that Williamsburg area. And this one is a 3-2. It's a villa. So it's an attached home. It's actually the end unit. So that's all nice and all of that. And so there's no HOA on these. So when it comes to actually, you know, redoing the roof and those kinds of things, you know, just kind of, you know, work it out with your neighbors and that kind of thing, or do your own. I've seen both cases happen. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, like I said, 1,232 square feet for $235. So there's a little TLC that's necessary on this, but nothing major. Like little TLC, I'm talking about paint and carpet in a couple of rooms is basically what it comes down to. So again, if you're interested in that property, then just give us a call and we can get you in it and all of that kind of stuff. So that's two properties under $250, which, you know, is a great option for everybody out there in that price range. And so just wanted to keep you posted on that. So, you know, if you want to get in touch with us, again, you can call 407-566-2555. You can find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you next week, everybody. Have a great one. Bye-bye.